Euro 2020-21. I'm your host, Ian Newson-Plested, and welcome to Podcast 2 of the European Championships, which is being played at the moment. As per what the title is, it's 2021, but it's still Euro 2020. Last week, we did the England versus Croatia match. This week, we did the England-Scotland match. But as you'll find out with this podcast, and with the people who are listening to this and know the result already, of course everyone knows the result, it was 0-0 between England and Scotland. Now, after the game, we did talk some about the game, but we did talk about most of the other what's going on in the rest of the tournament and some other permutations. Because, as we know, England-Scotland wasn't the most fascinating game ever of any tournament, really, ever. So, firstly, it's me and Harry Small talking about the game and other games that were taking place on Tuesday afternoon and the games that were happening around as well. We were in the Honest Polly, which is a pub in Portsmouth. It was a bit loud. I've managed to edit down some of the background noise. There are some little bits which are a little bit loud, but bear with it because the majority of it has been sorted now and it is listenable. There were some entertaining bits going on. Euro 2020-21! I really don't think this works. Does it work, Harry? I don't think it works.
What doesn't work?
The weird question.
Oh, I like it.
21?
Yeah, I like it. Really? Quite, yeah, I like it. Yeah.
It's unique. I'm not really sure it works. But
no, I like it.
So we couldn't really find anywhere quiet, so we're watching this in a pub, which is Croatia Czech Republic, which is 51 minutes in. 1-1. I missed the Croatia goal. But Czech Republic scored a penalty, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. What's his name? Schick. Third goal of the tournament.
He might get some stick. Schick.
Yeah. But yeah, three goals now for him. He's top goal scorer.
I know. He's one of those players that, as you were saying earlier, he's probably going to get signed by a Premier League team and not score. But you got a feeling that the way he's going, he's going to score more goals in this tournament. He's going to get like four or five somehow.
Oh, yeah, I back him to score another couple. Yeah, definitely. Especially if they go through and depending on who they play in the next round.
In a strange second round match, he's going to score one or two and it'll go to penalties or something. Yeah. That's when he gets exciting, though.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
England then today against Scotland. It's the earliest, I think it was the first ever international between two international teams was England-Scotland in 18 something or other. So it's like the oldest traditional game ever. It's going to be an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, England-Scotland's always going to be an interesting game, but at Wembley, decent crowds, Scotland team that are going to be, you know, after losing their first game, are going to come out and they're going to really want to beat England, and obviously England are really going to want to beat them, but you know, it's going to be an interesting game.
With Tierney back, I think they're going to have a better shape from whatever that means.
Yeah, definitely.
Triangle.
Tierney's definitely a huge addition to their team. Does he play at the three at the back? Or
yeah, he's one of the three at the back or something.
And then they play Robertson wing back.
Yeah,
that'd be big for them, but hopefully Sterling or whoever.
Yeah, Robbo kind of plays this left wing, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Scotland, so
yeah, proves how good the Scotland wingers are. No offence.
So, yesterday we saw North Macedonia go out due to the way the rules work, but yeah, they gave it a go against Ukraine, didn't they?
Yeah, I think
they were unlucky to lose, I felt.
It was actually one of the games I've enjoyed the most. I think with the, you know, obviously they went 2-0 down and then had the penalty, which Alioski missed, and then scored the rebound. That was exciting. And then even the shot beforehand leading up to the penalty where the keeper, unbelievable save from the keeper onto the bar. And then obviously down the other end, gave the penalty away, and then they missed. And I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic game. Shame that North Macedonia were out, but maybe they might win their last game against Netherlands, who are now through, so they might pick a weak side anyway.
Yeah, they can just go for it, and maybe Netherlands arrest a few players, and it'd be nice for them to get a point or, you know, get a win. I'd like to see that.
So we saw Sweden win this afternoon in a very average match, I would say.
Very average.
I think both teams will struggle in the next round if they both get through.
Yeah, Sweden just did not look good at all, and I mean Slovakia the same. They've got that Hamsik playing as their attacking midfield. I think he's about 40 now. I think he's they did not look good, but It was Dubravka gave the penalty away.
Yes, he did.
Not doing the Premier League any justice, but no, it wasn't the best game. Hopefully the games later are a bit better.
Well, we just hope tonight's game's quite good. We hope that it's not just a 0-0 or 1-0 scrape for England. Well, a 1-0 scrape for England we'll be quite happy with, but we kind of want to see a bit more entertainment than we did on Sunday, don't we?
Yeah, hopefully. I think, the wet, windy weather down in London, I'm sure...
Down the old Wembley Way.
Yeah, going to make it a bit more interesting.
So we've just been offered a drink in this little part in between here. So that's why we kind of amused of what's going on.
Perks are doing it in a pub.
Well, it just shows you're getting served. It's good, really. Are we going to go for a big star in the pub then?
Yeah.
Although England, massive game today, but tomorrow we've got Spain, Poland in the evening. But we've got Hungary,
France.
Yeah. And then Portugal, Germany in the afternoon. I mean, Portugal, Germany, what a game. I mean, every round of games in that group, there's a massive game. It's like a final.
Yeah, yeah. And Hungary at home as well against France again. So
Full crowd.
I mean, I would imagine the French will win that quite comfortably, but you never know. And then Germany, Portugal, what a game.
Yeah, I kind of feel that Hungary are going to end up losing all three, aren't they? And because of that, it means that probably all three of the tough teams are going to go through, aren't they?
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, I suppose it would make, if the Germans lose tomorrow, it would make their game against Hungary on the last day a bit more exciting. But yeah, no.
Have you? I know you've been working at the library and with some other work as well with your job. But have you enjoyed the tournament so far?
Yeah, I have. I think it's been good. I think the games have been quite good. I think some have been quite entertaining. Some better than others, obviously. But the tournament as a whole has been quite interesting. But there's not been too many upsets. You know, a lot of the teams that were supposed to win have won. I just hope that tonight isn't the first time that we...
Well, Slovakia beat Poland. I think that was a shock. But yeah, I think Slovakia have proved how good they actually are. So I think... I know Slovakia got through 5 years ago again, and they lost to Germany 4-0. But I kind of feel that...
But they did beat a 10-man Poland team.
Oh, was it 10-man?
Yeah, they were.
I think Slovakia are better than 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get through the group.
I think they'll get through the group, but... Although they've got Spain.
They've got Spain in the last game. I don't know what Spain are.
Yeah, that's why it'd be interesting tomorrow to see Spain Poland.
I don't know what Spain are. Sweden don't look great, and they drew against the Spain team, which I think, on hindsight, don't look that great either.
No. I can't see Spain scoring many goals. And they don't have someone that is going to score them those couple of goals to put them through, and especially in the tighter games like against Sweden, I just can't see it.
They don't look like they're going to win it, are they? The whole tournament.
No. I think if they come across a team that puts their chances away, they'll get beaten comfortably by one of the bigger teams.
So with the England game tonight, it sounds like he's going to pick a slightly different side. Are you surprised by that?
I'm a little bit surprised by the fullbacks. From what I've heard, they might change them. But Grealish in for Foden, I've heard, might happen, which, I mean, it's a shame because he's gone with a Gazza hairstyle, so it's a shame that he's not playing against Scotland. But I don't know. Foden was good against Croatia, but it would be nice to see Grealish play as well, and obviously you can't play them all. So I'm not against it.
I wouldn't be unhappy if he picked the same team.
No, I wouldn't be unhappy.
And I'm worried that you might be picking these players just because
for the sake
Scotland.
Of it.
And that sounds really derogatory against Scotland. I hope that's not the case.
Well, I hope not, but because England didn't play badly against Croatia, but again, we weren't
dominant.
Yeah, exactly. So there's not too much harm in changing the team. And however, you know, do you change a winning side?
Exactly. So we'll start this up again, maybe at half time, if not at the end of the game, and see what has befallen everybody.
Yes.
Thanks, Harry.
So this was before the game. We didn't have a chat at half time because we didn't feel that we needed much to chat about. And then at the end of the game, we didn't feel we had much to chat about. But we had a long chat outside one of the pubs in Southsea. It was a lot quieter than the first conversation. But yes, we had a long chat about kind of the England-Scotland game, what happened in the games earlier, and what the games were going to be in the next couple of days with second games in groups, and really a bit about what's happening with third places as well.
So, after the game, we're still out and about. An awful game, Harry.
What a terrible game.
It was 0-0, I should add that.
Yeah, I mean, awful. There's no words.
there weren't many chances. I mean, John Stones hit the post.
That was exciting. I mean, that was very early, that was, wasn't it? 15 minutes in, something like that?
And yeah, it was early.
I think that genuinely, other than the little scramble right at the end, I think that was the only real chance.
It was a proper playground scramble, wasn't it? Tennis ball, old school.
Yeah,
the old
school.
On the old school concrete playground, wasn't it?
It was just awful. You know, credit to Scotland, they played all right.
But they got the point they wanted.
Yeah.
And what we've just been talking about, I think England got the point they wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that's how they wanted to set up it. Very bizarre. From a fan, it's awful. But for the whole tournament, it's all right.
Is it a masterstroke from Gareth? I mean, I mean,
if we end up...
I'm not really sure it is, but maybe it is.
I mean, if we end up coming second in the group, thanks to that, and then play Sweden instead of Portugal...
Or Germany, or Germany, even France, I mean...
Then I think that's a win. I think that's a win. But only time will tell. If we go beat Czech Republic, then it's pointless.
Well, exactly. If we beat Czech Republic, but I mean, yeah, if we beat Czech Republic, we'll have 7 points.
Yeah.
And the other two can't get anywhere near, can they?
So it's a very... If we beat the Czech Republic, then this game was genuinely just awful. But if we don't, and we draw, and we come second.
If we draw, we come second, and then we play
Spain or Sweden.
Could be Spain, are Spain that good? I mean, we're going to see Spain's second game tomorrow.
Might even be Poland if they beat Spain.
Who else is in that group? Slovakia, exactly.
I mean, I'd prefer
not that
them.
Slow. That's awful. Sorry.
Yeah, that was bad.
But I feel that we've been saying about, is this a masterstroke from Gareth about who we're going to play in the second round? I mean, it was such a defensive-minded kind of setup, wasn't it? With the left and right back as well.
Yeah, and then Rice and Phillips in the midfield and with the two other fullbacks, it just really seems like it was just don't concede at all costs. And then if we win, great. But if we don't, it's not the end of the world because we've not conceded, you know. I think it was a boring game for fans, but maybe for the tournament, I think it, you know, if we look back on this game in a few weeks, we might think, what a genius.
Or we're in the final doing a podcast and we're talking about this game.
Remember this moment.
Wow. Remember, we avoided Portugal or Germany who are now playing in the final. And it's like...
Yeah, then I think...
Yeah, no, in France... We'll be looking back and France lost to someone like Sweden or something.
And the Czech Republic go knock out Portugal or something. Would
exactly.
Be lovely.
Well, as we said earlier, Stick's going to get more goals, isn't he? So.
Yeah.
But then, as you say, I mean, are we looking forward to the Czech Republic game or are we just going to go for another draw?
I think on the first two games, I'm not looking forward to it at all. I think coming into this tournament as... Every year we do. We get very excited about the team that we have and how we're going to play and who we're going to beat. And then the first two, like Croatia game, was quite poor. It wasn't the best game.
Croatia are not the same team they were 3 years ago, are they?
And that's worth mentioning. And we only beat them 1-0. Then the Scotland game, very boring. So I can only imagine that the Czech Republic, when we play them, who, by the way, right now are the best team in our group, having
they seem to have got something about them. I mean, England beat them 5-0, I only think, 2 years ago or something. They're certainly not a 5-0 defeat team anymore, are they?
No, absolutely not.
No, they're certainly a different team.
I'm absolutely not looking forward to that game now, really, because on the one hand, I want England to come out and play well and score lots of goals, but then we top the group. Now we're in this weird position where topping the group is such a horrible thing that...
See, that's the thing. He might do what he did against Belgium and he might pick a reserve side against Czech Republic.
I think he might do, which is very exciting. I look forward to seeing
Calvert-Lewin. We worked out that if England lose 1-0 and if Scotland win 1-0, they'll still finish below us.
Yeah.
Croatia, even if they win 10-0... We'll still finish below us because we beat them on the head-to-head record. So it's almost impossible for us.
Even coming third, even how impossible it might seem at the moment, even if we come third, I think we still have a better game, an easier game, than if we top the group.
This is what I was talking about, Harry. Now, I'm getting arrogant now. This is what I'm talking about. We're third-place teams, and who's going to play each other for the rest of the week? And the whole thing gets very... This is where it gets really exciting, especially tomorrow with those... Germany-Portugal game is such a... But so's the Spain game against Poland. It's a massive game.
It's big for that group, yeah. I think the German game especially, I mean, if the Germans get a result out of that game, and based on, we'll see what the French do against Hungary, of course, against a full Hungary crowd.
They'll be hungry for growls.
Oh, God, these puns. I'm sorry to anyone listening that's had to listen to that pun.
Don't apologise. People are listening. But yeah. Overall, the England game, we said this podcast was going to be about the England-Scotland game, but should we just say should we actually turn the coin and say that Scotland did what they needed to do and got the point out of the game, didn't they?
I'll tell you what, if I was Scottish, I would be quite happy with that result. You're still in the tournament, you're still in with a shout. And having seen Croatia play, you know, we watched the Croatia-Czech Republic game earlier, Croatia just do not look good. And Scotland, I think, have a good chance against them. If they can nick a win and go through, fantastic. And it's because they played well today, or played reasonably well. They did what they needed to do. And I think they defended quite well as well, considering, I know England weren't fully going for it, it seemed. But definitely, I think, if I was a Scottish fan, I'd be very happy with that.
One thing we were saying that puts Denmark in a lot of trouble, doesn't it? Because they've got no points. And hopefully they wanted to win their last game and hopefully come third and go through. But the amount of teams that might come third with 4 points is making them not favourable to go through, isn't it?
Yeah, I think unfortunately 3 points this year isn't going to be enough.
No, it seems. Really.
3 is a push. 4 definitely, obviously. But yeah, I mean, that's them and Turkey out. And Turkey were a huge dark horse to go a little bit further. And I think the Danes were also, had a chance to go quite far.
Could be both
and out. I think, obviously, having the situation they went through in their first game against Finland, if that game had played out differently, obviously, with Eriksson, and if they'd stopped the game and replayed it or continued it at a later date, I think it might have been a different result. But
I think it would have been a draw.
Yeah,
I
think they would have got something from it, which is unfortunate for them, but obviously they lost to Belgium, which, you know,
Belgium looked good,
yeah. Fair enough. But it's a shame for the Danes, because I think now everyone's sort of rooting for him after what happened to Eriksson. I think everyone now wants them to do well. But Turkey as well.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But Turkey looked awful.
Anyway, well, we'll go again for the Czech Republic game, Harry, but thanks very much.
We'll look forward to that.
We look forward. Fingers crossed.
So there you have it, podcast 2, done. I know it took a little bit longer than expected to get out, as per what I was saying about the bit in The Honest Politician with the background sounds. I've learned how to edit that, so that's a new skill that I've added to my bow. Thanks again to Harry for joining me. We will go again tomorrow, because today is Monday, so hopefully the podcast will be out today, this evening. And tomorrow we'll be doing more podcast action for the Czech Republic game, which is tomorrow evening, with obviously Scotland, Croatia as well. But thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you this week or whenever it's going to be. Thanks for listening. Bye.